It is time to go travelling. So don't wait down the holiday road. The famous Holiday Road from National Lampoon's Vacation. Has there been a movie that has inspired you to go travelling, to go to that destination, to find out about it and to really link yourself up with the experience and immerse yourself in what it was like? When I was younger, I was always fascinated by the movie Casablanca. And this little song, of course, is a reminder of that.
You must remember this, a kiss is still a kiss, a sigh is just a sigh.
Rick and Elsa and that little bar and the piano, and just it conjures up so many things for me, so many things I'd like to go and see and I'd like to go and experience. And Christopher Parry, our travel extraordinaire person, you are joining us today to talk about travel based on movies or books. Hello.
Hello. How are you, Chrissy?
I'm good. I was excited when you gave us the topic for this week.
Very good. I think the two songs that you've picked there really help us draw the line and explain what we're having a go at here in terms of making a distinction that might otherwise be a little bit blurry. Because what we really want to look at are those movies like Casablanca that make you think, gee, I've got to go to Casablanca. Whereas National Lampoon's Vacation, you may look at it and go, oh, I've been there. You might jump up and see somewhere that you've been. Or when you eventually do travel and you get to those locations, you can go, oh, gee, I remember this was in a particular movie. Mm. But what we really want to get to here are those movies that make you want to get to that destination. And Casablanca is a great example. People have been traveling there for 75 years because of that movie. And I don't think people would have traveled to Casablanca in Morocco without that sense of romance that that movie gave.
Hmm. Is there anywhere that you've gone to, Chris, in particular, that's, you know, a movie or a book has pushed you in that direction?
There's a couple which come to mind for me in terms of, in Italy, San Gimignano in Tuscany, which is where Tea with Mussolini was filmed, and where the, you know, it's a very ancient sort of village on top of a hill. And the nasty Germans towards the end of World War II were going to blow up the towers, and they managed to be saved. But that was a quite a nice sort of nostalgic sort of a movie. And I had the opportunity, luckily enough, to go and visit that, knowing about the movie and wanting to go there, but coinciding it with a wedding as well. Mm. So that was wonderful. And also, I think in Australia, what I thought was a great experience was to go to Silverton in New South Wales. Which is a very different part of, I guess, outback Australia. And that's where over 140, 150 Australian movies have been filmed, including Mad Max 2, a lot of scenes from Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, and going back further, A Town Like Alice as well.
You know, somewhere I've always wanted to go but have almost been too frightened to has been the place that Picnic at Hanging Rock was filmed.
Mount Diogenes, and that's still a very popular day trip out of Melbourne. So now, and that goes back. You know, that was an adaptation, obviously, of a book, but that movie was 1975, and a little bit like, I think, the Blair Witch Project at the time. You know, people wonder whether it was real or not, but it still gets people going out there to climb those rocks, wondering what happened to those school children.
Yeah, I still wonder. I still, for some reason, think it might have been true. Give us some reasons that people travel to see movie locations.
Well, I think probably, I guess if we look at the Lord of the Rings films, one of the greatest reasons why if you see a movie and you want to go and visit that destination, it's almost like a pilgrimage. So in New Zealand, the pop culture, I guess, phenomenon of the Lord of the Rings movies has led a lot of people to visit New Zealand simply to visit those sites. And in New Zealand, there's over 150 locations were used across those movies, the Lord of the Rings trilogy and the Hobbit movies as well. So across the North and South Island as well. So there's a strong reason to go there, and those communities are making money from that tourism, including a lot of the guides who were extras in the movie.
Mm.
So you've got this opportunity to see where the movie was filmed, but also talk to people who are in the movie. So I think that's a very strong reason.
Kids? Can kids direct you to go to places?
Well, I look back when I was a kid and watching a movie on the old reel projector in the Narrogin Town Hall of The Gods Must Be Crazy, the amazing story of what can happen to a Coke bottle falling on the head of a Kalahari bushman. And that inspired my African travel, and watching Kimba the White Lion as well, that great cartoon. But these days, the 2014 movie Blended, which sees a couple of love interests and their kids go off to the South African resort Sun City, which is just remarkable and is next to a national park where you can see all of those animals. And because of that movie, that's ended up on the bucket list of a lot of kids who want to go and ride an ostrich.
Chris Parry, believe it or not, there are so many destinations, and I know that you will cover them on your travel blog. Chris Parry writes for us. We're going to have to leave it there today. Give us one last one that you think no one should miss.
James Bond Island. It's a bit of fun, isn't it? It'll always be full of people doing crazy selfies, but still worth it, the trip to get out there and imagine yourself in The Man with the Golden Gun.
Fantastic. And if you'd like more travel tips, you can always chat with Chris Parry. Chris Parry writes for us and give him some ideas for future stories here on 882 6PR. Guys, I hate to break it to you.